Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. There are certain people who cannot serve as judges because they're relatives of the people involved. Also, people who are not learned, Ami Ha'aretz, people who don't have the wisdom needed to be a judge are ineligible. They cannot serve as judges. But if both people involved in the case agree that they would accept their verdict, then we do allow them to serve as judges. Here the Mishnah will tell us that in certain circumstances, somebody involved has the right to remove or withdraw his agreement after the Gmar Din, after the bottom line Psak Halakha has been given by the judges. Mishnah says, Amar lo, if one of the people involved in the case said to the other, Ne'eman alai abba, my father is acceptable to me as a judge, even though he's my relative, Ne'eman alai avicha, or your father is acceptable to me as a judge, even though he's your relative. Or Ne'emanin alai shelosha ru'ei bakad, three shepherds are acceptable to me as judges, even though these shepherds are not fit to be judges because they're not learned in the halacha. Rabbi Meir omer yachol lachzor bo, says Rabbi Meir that the person who agreed could go back on his verdict and insist that eligible, worthy judges go and handle the situation and retry the case. Says the Gemara over here that this ruling only applies where the judge ruled against the defendant, and now the defendant has to pay money. He's required to pay money. So in that case, the Bimeir would allow the defendant to withdraw his acceptance of that judge and refuse to pay until they retried the case. So only when you're removing money from the defendant, he's being sued by somebody else, and you're removing money from him, he could then go back and say, no, I didn't want to choose that judge, and you could retry the case. We want to make sure that we're taking money away from somebody only when there's a clear 100% certainty that things are happening correctly. We don't want an excuse later on of theft because the judges were improper. Hachamim disagree with the opinion of Rabbi Meir. They say, once the verdict has been handed down, you can't go back on your agreement. A similar machloket between Rabbi Meir and the Hachamim. If one person made an oath, he made a swear to the defendant in order to collect the disputed money, and he told him, the defendant said to him, if you swear to me by the life of your head that your claim is true, I'm going to pay you. Basically, the person who they were trying to remove money from, the defendant will call him, said, if you swear to me that I owe you the money, on your head, I'm going to pay you the money. This is a weaker type of swear than we normally have in regular cases. We make the person hold on to a Sefer Torah and swear on the name of Hashem. And here the defendant is allowing the other person who has the claim against him to get away easy. He's saying, you swear in your own head, but not in Torah, not with the name of Hashem. He's letting him get away with a weaker type of swear. So therefore, Rabbi Meir Omer, Yachol Lachzor Bo, says Rabbi Meir, the defendant can later on, even after that swear is made against his own head, the defendant here could go back and say, no, I want a regular type of swear happening with the Torah, with the name of Hashem. I'm not going to rely, I'm not going to pay you just because you made a swear based on your own head. Hachamim say no. Once the defendant agreed that type of swear was enough, he cannot go back on his word, and he has to pay him the money. He can't then reverse things once the swear has already been made.